We love having local musicians in here, even one-fourth parts of local musicians. Richard, good morning from the band Wild and Ash. How are you?
Good morning, Tyler. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a sultry radio voice you have, by the way.
Thank you.
Well done. It seems rehearsed.
Could be.
So yeah, your band Wild and Ash has been playing around here forever, pretty much. You grew up not necessarily in Laguna, the distinction of Corona Del Mar, the wall of Orange County, if you will. What's it been like to be a band in these parts?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Growing up, you know, in the Corona Del Mar area, we played a lot of parties out in that area and grew up with a lot of mainstream, a lot of really good bands, actually, that are playing on the radio today. Just a really nice beach town. It's changed quite a bit since those days, but, you know, a lot of the gigs that we did were in the Los Angeles area. All the guys from Corona Del Mar, aside from the parties we were playing, we were going to
right.
Los Angeles. You know, you had to go there. The Roxy, the Whiskey, you know, the Viper Room, Key Club.
Yeah.
All those spots.
Still permanent today. Like, those are really important venues still.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's where we were playing a lot of our music. And, you know, I was spending more time in Los Angeles than in over in this area.
Right.
The Orange Curtains, as they
call
it.
Yeah, if you will. Cool, man. How would you define your band for those who are unfamiliar? Do you have a way that you do that?
Yeah, it's a tough one to do because we've pulled kind of a sound from a rhythm and blues sound,
right?
With an alternative sound, a kind of a Pink Floyd meets Third Eye Blind / Muse.
Okay.
So it's a medley.
Yeah,
it's a medley.
It's interesting because, you know, so many bands here do the whole surf rock, ska type reggae thing.
Yeah.
And I think there's elements of that in your music, but that's not what it's necessarily about. So perhaps you have more, I don't know, not mainstream appeal, but it's, I don't know, more rocky, I suppose.
Yeah, we always have that beach element because I grew up on the sand,
sure.
You know, surfing all the streets over here, Thalia and you name it, and Laguna Beach and all the way down to Corona Del Mar. You know, we have that element in there of the surf and the ska and the reggae kind of feel.
Right.
But there is that rock, you know, that rock in there that I like to play with. And, you know, live, it's a fun thing to do.
So. Yeah, I dig it. We're going to play a few of his songs here in a few minutes. Again, Richard's here from the band Wild and Ash. The rest of the band couldn't join us today. At some point, we'd love to get them all in here and do a little live thing, which would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, a little unplug. That'd be great.
Yeah, a little acoustic. Do you play shows frequently now? Are there places people can find you upcoming? Or?
Yeah, I'm working on a new CD right now and planning to do some touring after that. So, and doing some shows. I got my guitarist coming back from... he's out in the New Hampshire area jamming it out there right now.
What a unique place to be.
Yeah, unique and cold.
Yeah.
But he's out jamming out there, but we're talking about getting him back. And he was also my producer on the first few CDs out in Los Angeles and a lockdown in LA. So he's a phenomenal guitarist. His name is Rod Adams. So he'll be coming back and we'll be doing something shortly.
Cool. Speaking of producer, you had a pretty famous one work with you on a few songs.
Yeah, Lou Dog Richards, you know, produced Sublime, Sugar Ray, Slightly Stupid, Dirty Heads.
That's awesome.
A lot of the type of bands you're talking about,
right.
That ska reggae feeling, local feeling.
Right.
Yeah, Lou Dog produced them as well.
That's awesome,
17th
dude.
Street. So.
Now, is that studio still open? Does he still do production? So is he still working with you?
Yeah, we'll be doing the next CD through him as well. You know, when the time comes, I have hundreds of songs I've written. I just got to filter through which ones I want to put on the CD.
Cool. Well, we had a bit of a tough time choosing what songs we would play this morning, even from the band Wild and Ash. I do want to talk about your whole Sugar Ray knowledge, your relationship with Sugar Ray, if you will, in a few minutes.
Sure.
But you want to go ahead and play this cover now?
Sure.
So tell us why you covered Chris Isaak.
Yeah, it's funny because that's Chris Isaak. I used to hit that up in karaoke. I'd do it at the different shows.
Oh, who doesn't though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the go-to.
We were, we'd go to the old Benihana's over there in Newport and they had a karaoke bar in the old days.
If I could karaoke anywhere,
yeah,
Benihana.
That would be it.
Yeah.
That would be it. So we could eat sushi and then do a little karaoke at the same time. But that was my... that was my spot. I'd get up there and do the Chris Isaak song, and if I was bringing a date with me, it always worked out well. So
that's a good plan, dude.
Yeah,
I like that.
It worked out.
Okay, so this is Wild and Ash. Richard is in studio, and we're going to play his cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game on KX93.5. We're talking about off the air the couple record deals you were offered,
yeah,
but did not lead to you accepting. Which was got to be an interesting story.
Yeah, the first one was, you know, Capitol Records a while back in about 2008, I believe it was, when right around the time when we won the Battle of the Bands. And well, that was a situation where the MP3 had just come out, and really was starting to gain traction, and piracy was occurring, and the record labels figured out that they couldn't really make any money off of CDs anymore, so they decided to go into the, which is commonplace today.
Sure.
It wasn't back then. They started, you know.
Yeah, only 3 or 4 years ago that it's made that huge leap.
Really, yeah. And they started to attach all, you know, the royalties and the merchandise and the tour and make 50, they wanted to make 50% at the time.
Right.
When I saw, my lawyer saw the contract from them, he said, this is poison, don't do it.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, 50% of everything. And I said, well, you know, it's Capitol Records. And he said, well, no, it's poison, don't do it. And I said, okay.
Wow.
And yeah, and so.
Do you think about that today?
Kinda.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think that would kind of haunt me a little bit. I mean, I suppose it's probably, I mean, a big company like that would do their best to take what they can from you.
Yeah, they always do.
But it's a huge name, obviously.
Yeah, that's why we have lawyers. But in that situation, I don't know. I don't look back and go, ooh, I wish I had done this. Who knows where that would have taken me?
Right.
You know, we never know.
Right.
And so, you know, you live each day as it comes and be progressive and happy with it.
Sure.
You know?
So. I mean, you're a great sounding band, and you know, I think you do deserve the success that you deserve. It's tough now, like you said, you got three kids and a family, and you know, it's a whole nother thing when you're an adult trying to do a band instead of in high school or whatever.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. You don't have the energy, the same type of energy to go out and go on tour. Well, it's more comes down to the kids. You know, you want to be with your children. Tour takes you away from them. That's, you know, that's not good for them.
So. Have you ever considered just like making it big, like on The Voice really quickly, just like speeding it up or doing Idol or something?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really into that stuff. It's funny, but you know, I used to watch American Idol, and you know, my favorite of all time was Daughtry. I liked him a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
You have a resemblance in hair missing.
The follically challenged.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Daughtry
that's
look.
What I was looking for. Thank you.
That's the PC way of saying it. I'm bald. Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with your fandom of Chris Daughtry?
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Got it.
No. But yeah, back in those days, it was cool. You
sure.
know? But I think it's been blown out.
It
like
really
all
has.
Reality TV has been kind of blown out of proportion and kind of crazy like that. And but back in the old school days, yeah, I may have done it, but not now. Not now, but
so now it's going to be an issue of grinding it out and getting your music heard by the world.
Yeah, and that'll still be going on in you know, this coming year. Get in the studio, do a new CD, and it's all about momentum.
Right.
You know, once you get momentum, you got to ride it. It's like a wave.
Sure.
You know?
We hope to help in any way we can. You're definitely, without being discriminatory, one of the more professional produced sounding bands that we've had locally.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it shows based on your experience and you know, the quality of production you've had on the song. So
yeah, that's Lou Dog right there.
Yeah, so. I dig it a lot, man. Anything else you want to say? Anything you want to tease coming up with your band or yourself?
No, not really. If you guys want to, if anyone wants to hear what we're doing or become a fan, we're on reverbnation.com/WildenAd. So you can join the mailing list there and figure out where we're going to next.
Wilden, by the way, is spelled W-I-L-D-O-N, since I was pronouncing it wrong for about 2 days.
Yeah, you did, but that's okay. at least you didn't think it was my name. So
right.
Yeah,
we're joined by Wilden.
This is Wilder, Mr. Ash.
Yeah, okay. How about the name? We should talk about the name. What is it?
Yeah, that's an interesting... It's kind of got a deep meaning to it. And I think this goes back to what I was talking about earlier, not living in the past, like if I lived in that Capitol Records...
Right.
Fiasco, so
right.
to speak. Or Wild and Ash means, you know, when you're living in the burnt memories of your past, like we all have fires in our lives. If we're living in those fires and not transcending that time in the past, we went through troubles or problems in our life, we're living wild on the ashes of our past. So Wild on Ash, Wild and Ash.
That is deep.
Yeah.
That is
deep,
real deep.
So.
I like that, though. I mean,
Thank
it is
you.
So hard to live in the present.
It is.
It's very hard. Everyone's always looking ahead. Or thinking back on something, it's impossible just to be, if you will.
That's it.
As we explore our psyches this morning on KX93.5. Okay, we're going to do one more tune by Wild and Ash. This one is the one that is indeed played in Slovakia and around the world.
There it is.
It's called Disappointed. We have it in rotation here in our station, and we're so happy to support this band any way we can. Wild and Ash, Richard live in studio. The song now, Disappointed.